And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides, and our topic this week is, what does it really mean to love yourself? We talk much about the importance, the key essence, and growing pattern of loving yourself, how this is a starting point in your having the life that you were designed to have, the life that your heart wishes you to have. It begins with loving yourself, coming home to yourself, and loving who you are. Loving yourself. You are a human being. Your spirit asked to have this lifetime, for certain learning lessons, for you to expand and grow and evolve into who you truly are. To let go of the limited thinking, beliefs, memory patterns, wounds, difficulties, painful experiences that you have had in this lifetime and in past lives as well. So, as you read many things in your learnings about the importance of loving yourself and loving yourself first, what does this truly mean? Let us break it down for you in very understandable terms. To love yourself means to appreciate yourself, to be kind to yourself, to have humor with yourself when things don't go exactly as planned, or you may drop the ball somehow as you perceive it, but to have humor and to say, that's okay, let's get up, we'll do it again better next time. To have compassion for yourself, which is this idea and knowingness that you are human. You are not perfect, dear ones. Your spirit is in perfect alignment with God, yes, but as a human being, there is density. There are challenges. There are new territories for you to explore and to move into. And so there are times that you will be not in, quote, perfect alignment or perfect performance. So compassion is essential here. Giving yourself space is also about loving yourself. Giving yourself room to grow, to explore, to expand, to trip and fall, to get up, to continue on. Giving yourself space, lots of space. This allows the God that created you and your spirit to have much area to speak to you, to guide you, to uplift you, to inspire you. When you clamp down on space, it is due to fear. The ego does not like space, because that means that there are things it is not in control of. But this means that you are allowing God and your spirit to be in charge. You are letting go. This is also loving yourself. Letting go of limited thinking, of narrow-mindedness, of judgment, criticism. Because these things are not truly who you are. Loving yourself means taking your steps each day, one step at a time, asking your guidance, listening, and following. Even when you might not understand the steps that are being asked of you to take. It is about opening your heart to experiencing the love that God and your spirit have for you. This is what it truly means to love yourself. When you allow the love of your Creator to flow within your being, into your heart, and fill you up, dear ones. We are asking you to be with this idea this week of really, truly loving yourself with humility, with humor and kindness and spaciousness, compassion, surrender. Take these ideas and play with them this week and observe yourself and your thinking and your emotions and see if you can really love yourself. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.